The second book, the Book of the Deep. Here continues the telling, and it grows darker now, for a while, before the light. The first scroll left the children of Adam east of Eden, under Dava's mercy, burying their dead and bearing their children, and beginning to call upon the name of El Elyon. Out of Adam came two lines, and the whole of what follows, the darkening and the drowning and the ark of grace upon the water, is the story of those two lines and of what came to dwell in each. Prologue. The poisoned well. The lamps are lit and the river flows by us, and it is time to tell you the hardest thing we have. This is the scroll in which everything goes wrong. Not the marring, for that is behind us. No, this is the long, slow going wrong of everything that happened afterward. The whole world of men turning like meat turns slowly on a spit over the flame, and it takes 1,000 years and more, and there is nobody watching it happen who can stop it. We have put off the telling of it, round this fire, more nights than we care to count. One of us always says, "Not tonight," and somebody puts another log on, and we talk about the price of barley instead. But you are here now, and the young are listening. And it must finally be said. And Ramoth above is in it, and Abaddon below is in it, and the war of the two kingdoms runs right through the middle of the long dark tale like a road through a field, and the field is all of us. Hear first what the enemy cannot do, because you will not understand a line of this scroll until you understand that one thing. He cannot originate anything with life in it, not a bird, not one leaf of one tree in one wood in the whole width of the marchlands, not a fish in the sea, and certainly not man, and he never could, and he knows it better than you do. He was covered in stones of fire, and he cannot create so much as one breath. Everything he has, he was first handed from El Elyon, and the only work left to a creature who has been handed everything and can produce nothing is to take what was made and turn it a quarter turn until it is spoiled. Every watcher in Ramoth knows this about him and has always known it. He is the only one in the three worlds who has never quite believed it. And there is a second thing he cannot do, and it is the heart of the whole telling. He heard the word spoken in the garden over the head of a beast he had ruined, about a seed of the woman that would take his head. He heard it, and he understood enough of it to be afraid. But a child not yet born cannot be strangled, and a line not yet run cannot be cut. So, what does a creature do who cannot kill the thing he fears and cannot make anything of his own? He goes and stands at the well from where the water must come. And when he cannot pull the water up, he will instead pour something down into it, a poison and a death. And that is what Abaddon has been doing since the gate of the garden shut. And it is the whole of what this scroll is about. And there is not a well in the marchlands tonight that he has not been standing over, pouring and pouring for as long as there has been time. It is not a chronicle of men merely growing wicked. It is a siege, and it very nearly succeeded. Keep that in your mind through everything that follows, through the harps and the blades of Cain's bright children, through the strange dark mingling on the mountains, through the giants and the violence and the grief of El Elyon. Every marriage in this scroll, every mingling, every bright house that opens its door to the dark is poisoned water poured by an evil one's hand into a well. And he is patient about it. He has all the time there is, or he thinks he has, and he was never in a hurry from the beginning. The watchers, the Irin, stood on the rim of the high places and walked the middle ground of the marchlands, defending all who would allow it. And they saw the evil go down the valleys with his poisoned water, house by house. And they were not permitted to put out a hand to protect those who refused to be protected. And it took the enemy 1,000 years, and he did not once look up. And the other thing he does is, forge, for he must have a line of his own, and he cannot beget one. Watch what he does with the sons of Cain. He does not build them a new thing. He cannot. Instead, he takes the shape of the true line and he copies it, name for name, the way a man with no seal of his own will cut a false one from the mark left in the wax. There will be on both sides of the story an Enoch in each generational line. There will be a Lamech in each of them, and the names in the middle will chime one against the other. And you will hear it when we set the two rolls out side by side, and it will make the hair go up on your arms as it did on ours. The ruin from Abaddon has never been able to invent or birth anything new. He can only counterfeit, and the counterfeit is always the better dressed. There is nothing in the pit of Abaddon that was made in Abaddon. Everything down there was carried down with those who dwell in its darkness. Even the ruin is secondhand. The lamp is low, and the logs are nearly done, and the young men have stopped fidgeting, which is how we know it is time. There is a smell of the water coming up off the canal, and the frogs have started, and somewhere behind us, a dog is barking at nothing. So, hear how the world went bad, and how the patience ran out of it. Hold on to your courage, because between here and there it is dark, and it stays dark for a very long time, and there is a stretch in the middle of this scroll where even we cannot find a lamp.